This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Chris, and Michelle on ESPN Radio.
I think we will know sooner than later because Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel is on the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, and he did not go.
I don't understand trying to suspend Jim Harbaugh right now.
I would fine Jim Harbaugh to death, but I would not punish the players. I would not punish the team.
It is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80, Lowen, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen. With you, keep those tweets coming at Pat Costello20 on show suggestions. He wants them coming in. So the latest with Michigan. This is from Pete Thamel. And reminder, Michigan is in the top four in the college football playoff. It was announced on ESPN last night. It stays as is. Two things in terms of rankings stays as is this week. The Canny Power Rankings and the college football playoff, both same as the week before. No changes, no movement. Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, Michigan 3, FSU 4. Now, what Pete Thamel, ESPN College Football Insider reporter, is reporting today, I will read the tweet at Pete Thamel. Sources, the Big Ten expects a response from Michigan on the notice of discipline by the end of the day on Wednesday. Don't expect any ruling by the Big Ten on Wednesday, as they are expected to take time to absorb Michigan's response. Now, in this scenario, I think we are a little bit, I don't know if confused is the right word, but maybe more so curious as to what this means, what Michigan has information on relative to their penalty, if anything, and what the Big Ten / NCAA is going to do with the response, as if that should matter at all.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. If the Big Ten has enough information where they have to move and they have to punish Jim Harbaugh and Michigan right now, then why do you have to wait on their response for the allegations that have been made? That's the part that doesn't make sense to me. You're having this conference call with all...
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
While Israel does reject calls for a ceasefire, it will consider short pauses to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza, where officials say more than 10,000 Palestinians have been killed, hundreds of thousands are in shelters, and more are evacuating today as fighting rages. And that is a big issue at a G7 meeting of world leaders in Japan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he and his counterparts from Europe, Canada, and Japan all support humanitarian pauses in the fighting in Gaza. But as for a full ceasefire, Secretary Blinken says that would have an unacceptable result.
Hamas left in place with more than 200 hostages, with the capacity and stated intent to repeat October 7th again and again and again.
Regarding Gaza after the war, the Secretary of State says Palestinians must be allowed to stay and Israel cannot be an occupying force. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Now, the Congress is considering more military aid to Israel. It could be bundled with more funding for Ukraine to battle Russia, but Republicans are demanding more border security here in the U.S. be tied to that. GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says,
we have to have a credible solution to the wide open border.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is open to new immigration proposals, but says things are fundamentally missing from the Republican offer.
Creating, for example, an earned path to citizenship for Dreamers and others.
The GOP-led House approved an Israel-only aid bill tied to IRS funding cuts. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, GM is recalling all 950 of its self-driving cars to update software after one of the crew's autonomous vehicles dragged a pedestrian last month who'd been involved in a hit-and-run crash. This all prompted California to revoke Cruise's license to operate those driverless cars. On Wall Street, we are seeing stock futures rising after another day of gains. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
And local news, White House teaming up with the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois to launch a pilot program to help migrants apply for work permits. Sun-Times reports the Biden administration pilot program kicks off Thursday in Chicago. It's designed to help asylum seekers apply for their work authorizations. Officials hope the granting of work permits will take some of the financial burden off the city and the state and fill a large number of job vacancies. The governor is celebrating the opening of Fermilab's new superconducting quantum materials and systems center's garage in Batavia. The garage, one of the largest research labs in the world. The new lab bringing together a multi-sector coalition that'll collaborate to bring quantum technology to scale. Illinois is the only state in the nation to house two of the five national quantum labs. Big Ten Network's pregame show, Big Tailgate, coming to Champaign. Tailgate's going to set up in Grange Grove on Saturday. The Big Tailgate has a new look with Mike Hall and first-year analyst Tyvis Powell traveling to a different Big Ten campus each week. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Hey, good morning. It is Wednesday morning. It is November the 8th, ESPN 93.5. It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We're on the radio with meteorologist Greg Solier. He's brought to you this morning by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase their team. If you've got some skills, you love serving the community, visit carl.org/careers.
All right, Mr. Greg, the weather continues to be mild. I just cannot believe it. I'm walking around yesterday. Except for the whole 5 o'clock dark thing, this has just been fantastic.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And boy, I tell you, another great day's worth of weather. You are and want it all here by granted the multi-hour extended lunch hours, plural, today. We do have a change coming our way. Cold front lined up over parts of the far west and northwestern Corn Belt will be coming our way, but not a lot of energy to lift the atmosphere or make rain. So that's good news. And we'll transition to something a little more typical for this point in early to mid-November on temperatures. We can certainly deal with that. Actually, the soil we're running a little bit on the warmer side, so our producer friends who put anhydrous down would need a little more cooling. But it's not going to be the story next week. Another big warm-up, and we're not done with shirt sleeve type weather around here at some point mid to late next week and probably into the following week as well. And a fair amount of rain to show up there after. No sign of wintertime around here anytime soon, although parts of northern Michigan have a little snow this morning. Around here, 58 lovely degrees already at this hour at Willard on an increasing southeast wind, 56 at Rantoul, same at Danville, and over at Bloomington Normal. This is pretty much what you expect in the afternoon for this point in November. Forecast high today, 77, probably even a couple of 80s on the favorite car thermometer. Partly sunny skies, maybe a sprinkle of the north and west late this morning, and maybe a stray shower late this afternoon. That'll linger into early on tonight. Few hundredths of an inch if we get anything at all. Low down to 48 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler in 56. 55 on a good-looking Friday with midday and afternoon sunshine. Weekend forecast, fantastic. No weather issues for football Saturday around here. 54 the high, and probably somewhere around 50 at kickoff time on Saturday. 56 on Sunday, up near 60 Monday, into the lower 60s Tuesday. Maybe some 70 degree weather due in the mid to late portions of next week. Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
And oh man, so we're going to Pia's on Friday.
Yes, we are.
I mean, temperature is going to be 50s.
Yeah, after 3 o'clock. I think we should have it outside. I talked with Eric ahead of that win against EIU, and we were talking, should we bring it in? Should we have it outside? If it's not windy,
yeah, windy's the key.
Let's go outside.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're thinking, you know, 3 months ago, when we were talking about going to Pia's and doing 4 live broadcasts, you're thinking, well, let's see, November 10 and 9, that's going
right.
to be. Right. I mean, you're not thinking.
Exactly.
It's going to be this weather. And so, with Gracie's wedding coming up a couple of weeks, I just got to stretch this thing, this El Nino thing out. A little bit more, please.
December 2. Come on, Mother Nature.
Women's basketball. Shauna Green gets her first win at 20-point win.
Absolutely.
LSU. Did you see that?
No.
Number one ranked team in America got smoked.
Uh-oh.
I mean, yeah, they won the national championship. I think they're still ranked number one. Anyway, if, you know. Reporting on women's basketball hasn't been a thing around here for a while.
I know it.
Last time I talked about women's basketball very much was Teresa Grant's.
Right.
That was when Bill Clinton was president. So
it is a new era.
Just kind of.
Dennis Bryant scoring a career high 32 points. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's a weird thing. But I look at her eyelashes.
I know it.
What is it about eyelashes in the world today? I mean, it's a thing. Women's basketball, I see eyelashes.
Right.
So, it's just the style? When did that start? And who started it?
I don't know.
Well, why are we doing big old eyelashes?
I know my daughters are into it when they go out, but I don't think they'd think about it if they were hitting the basketball court.
Well, I mean, would that affect, obviously it doesn't, it must not affect your blinking, it's more hair.
Right.
Because you got big eyelashes.
But it looks so cool.
It looks cool. No, but isn't that funny? I think of Genesis Bryant, I'm thinking, man, that's a cool eyelashes, man. Right. I'm not thinking you're quick, you can shoot the ball, and you're really good at basketball.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, where do you get your eyelashes?
Yeah. That's right.
NIL deal with that, do you?
That could be.
I don't know. Anyway, Shauna Green after the game.
We won. We went 1-0. Was it perfect? No. But it's our first game, and we played a lot of different lineups that we haven't played. So we'll continue to, we're going to take this. This is going to be a really good learning experience from them. And that's what we just talked about in the locker room. We're going to take this. We'll break it down. But there's certain things we just need to be better at. We know that. And now it's about putting it into action.
All right. So 1-0, 20-point win. So Barry Lunney Jr. Met the media yesterday. And the buzz is still about John Paddock. Brett Bielma later this hour on the phone with us. And obviously, you asked about Luke Altmyer. The word's going to be he's getting better every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's – if I'm Brett Bielma, I don't know, or if I'm not sure, I'm not, why would I give Indiana the absolute?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't – 10:59, my quarterback, going to be right there. Okay? It'll be Saturday morning. All right, so the whole John Paddock – Brett Bielma's probably played or coached in, what, 400 football games?
You think that many?
Well, 30 years.
Right.
10 games a year, 300, mm-hmm. plus NFL stuff, which is
right? Eight.
And watched another couple of thousand. He'd never seen anything like this.
I think it was just kind of, obviously, a very unique situation, but also it's not altogether unique for football. You know, one player in, one player out. Obviously, it's fairly unique for it to be fourth down, backed up and long. And obviously, the way John handled it was just beyond great. You know, I mean, just came in with a great deal of poise and didn't flinch and got the job done in a very special way.
Yeah, this he went on.
You know, he's a 6-year player, and nothing really surprises him, and nothing really phases him, and that's how he always practices and prepares. And I think Coach is always preaching about those guys. Every game that we go to, every game, we during pregame, we do our ones do like 4 plays. The last thing we do, like on the field, 4 plays. And the twos come up and do their 4 plays. And every single game, John grabs those guys before we run the plays. These guys, listen, we're all one play away from being called into this game. Be ready. And that's just the mentality that he goes by, and I think our whole team and organization believes in John Paddock. I know they do.
I hope Luke Altmyer's ready to go. I do, because he played a really, really good game too. But this is really different from the feel standpoint too, because normally if your quarterback who's been playing since the Penn State game, been playing 150 quarterback rating since then, he's played really well. Like 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I mean, great.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he plays. But normally in a must-win, which is kind of what we're in at home, Indiana, kind of need this to get to 5.
Yeah.
Because you got to get to 6. Try to get 6 wins, go to a bowl. Normally you're going, Now it's like, John Paddock's pretty good. He can play. So it's different because normally, if we don't have Luke, we got another guy that apparently is pretty good at it. And it's just a different kind of deal. And what kind of response from the crowd on Dad's Day, would John Paddock get if he does play some? So,
right.
I mean, it's going to be thank you for the Minnesota thing.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a huge, huge ovation. And I would think everybody in the lineage of the Bob Wright family will be there if in fact, he's going to start. And I don't know if that'll even be announced till that day. So, I don't know. Brett Bielma will be up later this hour.
That's right.
The Cub fans are still buzzing about this Craig Council, and the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers came out and said, we're just assimilating that, we lost Craig.
Right.
And the owner said, but he lost us.
Hmm.
So I don't think it went very well.
Okay,
I don't think they expected him to go 45 minutes south to Wrigley Field.
But 5-year, $40 million contract.
But, was it not one of the, but wouldn't Craig Council, unless he just didn't want to be there, wouldn't he go to the owner and say, and the owner says, okay, I'll match that, right? You would at least give him a chance, unless Craig just said, I'm kind of done here. This is a small market.
It is so different now in the job world when it comes to opportunities. And do you mention it and all that? I don't know. It's just,
well, it just depends on your relationship with where you
it
are.
It does.
And if he's thinking Milwaukee's a small market, I had to scratch to get the players I got. Chicago's a major market. The owner told me he's going to spend.
Right.
Chicago, uh-huh. Market 3.
Sure.
New York, L.A., Chicago. So, I mean, it must be a step up. But, and then there are people saying, why didn't you sign Bellinger, man? He gave all the money. The manager's never been to a World Series. Okay, there's that. So, I don't know, but I think Craig Counsell is a great manager. So, Cubs just got better in my mind.
Well, when you mention LSU losing yesterday, I was just reading about Kim McCauley and Angel Reese, ranked number 1 in the LSU Tigers. Shaquille O'Neal ended up going into the Colorado Buffaloes locker room and congratulating the number 20th ranked women's basketball team for stunning the LSU Tigers 92-78.
How was Shaquille there? Oh, watching women's basketball. He played at LSU
right,
2 years.
Sure. Well, I was there in the 90s.
He was 2 years.
Right.
And they guarded him with 4 people.
I know.
He was like a sandwich. He couldn't move.
Right.
And he played in Champaign, played at Assembly Hall.
Oh, wow.
And look, Shaquille O'Neal, anybody remember Rennie Clemens? He went up, and the fable is he dunked over Shaquille. I don't think he dunked, but we did win the game.
Okay.
Anyway, Shaq, I just remember I was on the floor, and it's just, man, mountain.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's true.
And then you think about, you know, the rest of his life. He won how many titles? Great. He's huge. Endorsements. He's rich. Whatever. Try getting in a Prius. Try getting in a Volkswagen. That man, the rest of his life, has got duck doors. I mean, I don't think it'd be practical to be 7'2 for the rest of your life, weigh 300 pounds.
I mean, walking in any entryway, you'd be ducking.
I mean, everything. But and everybody wants a picture all the time.
For sure.
Every all the time.
Every time you go somewhere. You can't hide it. You can't wear the baseball hat.
There's not too many at that status, but Shaquille O'Neal would be one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the super status level of, I can't imagine the Taylor Swift life today.
Yeah.
What do you do with anything? I mean, that's like Donald Trump recognition now. Mm-hmm. She's the most famous woman in the world.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. But when you were mentioning the women's basketball and the eyelashes, Angel Reese comes up in the search for sure.
She has the old flappy ones. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just fascinated me.
It's
women's
like monarch butterflies.
College women's basketball.
Eyes.
But who started it? Who's the first? How did it catch on? How do things like that, urban things like that, how does that happen?
I don't know. Women's basketball
style.
Winning for the 7th straight season opener, and Genesis Bryant with 32 points, 81-61 over Moorhead State yesterday. We'll have the Chicago Bulls in action against Phoenix, and we'll have the Bears hosting Carolina tomorrow for NFL action.
Thursday night game.
Soldier Field.
7:18 weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
So many great fall programs. Stay active this fall and into the winter. Start to line things up. There's some terrific programs. And Work It Circuit is one that I've got started to check out. UrbanaParks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Avis Saturday had a nice, delightful day's worth of wind blowing. Perhaps more or less early September weather across the area with temperatures well into the 70s. Cold front will come through the area, knocking temperatures down to more seasonal levels. Another big warm-up slated for next week. Windy and warm as expected for the day-to-day. Partly sunny skies, maybe a sprinkle this morning and a spray shower late this afternoon at 77. That south wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. Lingering shower too early on tonight. No big deal in the rainfall. Winds will shift around into the northwest to diminish. Low down to 48. Tomorrow, breezy, much cooler. Partly cloudy skies and a high of about 56 degrees. Into the upper 30s tomorrow night. Sunshine and a high on Friday of about 55. Quiet weather for the weekend with middle 50s by day. Lower 30s at night. Getting close to 60. On Monday, lower 60s Tuesday, into the 60s Wednesday, and 70s late next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
SeaWorld is reporting a disappointing summer quarter. SeaWorld says business was dragged down by a drop in attendance in the late summer season. It also runs Busch Gardens branded parks. Its competitors Cedar Fair and Six Flags recently announced plans to merge. Online eyeglass company Warby Parker is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. It's also raising its forecast for the year. The company was seeing demand for its contact lenses and shoppers were spending more. Warby Parker says it makes more from contacts. Rivian shares are higher after the electric truck company revealed plans to step up production. It also ended an agreement to sell electric vans exclusively to Amazon, which is a part owner of Rivian. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Yes, you can still eat off the BMW showroom floor. Frankly, just in Honda service the other day. Ben, I believe you could eat off the Honda service floor, man. It's that clean. Come on, man.
Listen, if you can't, we're doing something wrong. Because, you know, a dirty shop just gives a lot of negative connotations. So it's more than just making it look nice. It's about discipline, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, listen.
I've been in some dirty shops
no,
before.
No, come on. Listen, it just, and also, you know, Brett Bielema, he's going to come up here in the next half hour on the program.
I'm excited.
He said an NFL guy stopped by his office, hey, you're not having the season, but I want you to, I wanted you to know that you got something going on here. You got something going on at Sarah Champagne. It isn't that easy. It just isn't that easy to have 160 or whatever you got on the page, Ben. How do you do it?
Hire employees with character and pay them really well. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it.
Okay.
It's the team, you know.
So what would you just say sit down and what is it, the meet the parents, you put the lie detector thing.
There you go.
Get Robert De Niro to hold their wrists and doctors. Let's talk about you liar. You are a liar, man. I mean, integrity, you don't really know. I mean, completely.
Right.
It's not easy. Anyway, you got it going. You're still planning on 200 cars landing at Sarah Champagne and five different lines.
Yep.
And these are not spoken for. You're talking about new cars now, right?
Yep. Got to. We did, I think, 13 yesterday and sold our last Hummer in stock, so we got taking Hummer orders on the ones that are coming. But Subarus, well, we got a lot of Subarus. You know, we we've been selling to zero, and our allocation kind of caught up with us a little bit.
Man.
Caught up to us so that now we're like, okay, now we can fill all the orders we want and still have some where people come in and they want to buy one, and they go, oh, I got to, how long do I have to wait? Probably no wait on a lot of different
That's
vehicles.
Really exciting. Super, it may be getting yeah. through all this. Awesome. Hey, now the Hummer doesn't do like a crab sideways walk, right? Yeah.
It does everything but fly, Stevie, and it almost does that. It actually has, imagine a car that doesn't use gas, that has a launch mode, like literally a button that says launch on it. That's all you need to know. Yeah.
Wait a minute. These are the electric ones?
Fully electric, 1,000 horsepower, 330 miles to a full battery. And
what?
And that battery even recharges a little bit.
Does it got power?
The dealership.
Can it really power and goes and really can move?
It's ridiculous torque. It's 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds.
What?
And it'll turn on the diameter of a golf cart practically.
I can't believe it.
It's just a ridiculous vehicle.
And so awesome. you can order it, but you don't have one sitting around. You sold it yesterday. Okay.
We had one, sold it. To some really good customers, and we got two or three more coming over the next month or so. And I might have put my name on a couple of them, so that we've got them coming in. But they're not for me.
No, I get it.
I'll probably change my mind and make some local customers.
Love that.
All right, Ben. Ben's our guy because he just is our guy. So you have some nice tickets for the Oakland game Friday night, four of them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've got four, and they're together one way or another. They're like two in row five and two, in 124.
Okay.
I've got row five and row six. So you're either right behind each other or right next to each other.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Four pack that, again, these are section 124. These are tickets I don't have, friends.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben, my friend Ben, does. So
right.
Here's what we do. You text in Sarah, and I tell you what, I'm not even going to tell you how to spell it, because if it's not spelled properly, you don't get it.
Okay, then.
You have to understand that you, Sarah Champagne, we've said about a zillion times, so
mm-hmm.
you have to go online if you don't know how to spell Sarah. So okay. You got to spell Sarah right. So Sarah is what you text in to 217-359-2255. And four tickets could be yours. You have to go find Ben today or tomorrow. Yeah. The game is Friday night, but we want to make sure they're in your hand.
That's right.
So the texts are already blowing in because they know when I have Ben Quattrone, owner, managing partner, Sarah Champagne, these are the real deal.
Could be a good game against Oakland, too. Ohio State, narrowly won against Oakland to open their season. There was a lot of challenging games, it looked like, in the Big Ten when it comes to opening the season. But we managed EIU, no problem.
Well, it's off and running. Okay, so I'm looking here at the early text, and yes, they are spelling it properly.
Excellent.
If you spell it wrong, you're out.
Something's working.
You're out, man. Okay, Ben, we'll be in touch. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ben Quattrone, Sarah Champagne. They've got GMC, Buick, Subaru, Honda, and BMW. Okay.
Excellent.
So just text in. We'll do that for a while. 217-359-2255. Text in Sarah. And you have a chance for prime tickets. It's just, again, who cares who they're playing? You're close.
And once again, around 7:50, we'll be talking with Coach Brett Bielema about the game and about the quarterbacks and about the whole thing.
Yep. Did his daughters request smiley pancakes again from a peep?
Exactly.
It was school night, probably. No, it was Saturday. Saturday, Sunday. They could have done that.
They could have done that.
All right, we have a Stever. A Stever. In just a moment, you'll be able to go to ghoststever.com and click on Merle Norman.
So much fun at 706 West Market View Drive at the end of October, as Maryland just really showed everyone a good time with the witches hats and the decorations. But now we're getting in that holiday mode. There's actually a chilled plum holiday chill color collection that is really nice. This is a really fantastic palette. And when you go to those holiday parties and shopping, you'll want to have that high shine, the cool tones, the playful finishes and really get the color that matches your skin tone. She does it all. And just give yourself a little pampering for a half an hour or so. Get one of those express facials done at Merle Norman and make that appointment and visit with Marilyn. She's just so good with skin. She has this mirror that's 7 times magnified. So
we want to see 17.
Really, not really, but you can really get in there and talk about things that'll solve problems and the skincare that Merle Norman has been doing for 70-something years and products made right here in America. It's a great place to support. 706 West Market View Drive, right off over by Subway.
We're doing that. It's $100 to buy product and your facial, essentially. It's a makeup color thing. Okay, Merle Norman, GhostSteever.com, GhostSteever.com. You'll love it. It's Wednesday. Stand by. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, coming up next. Then Brett Bielma. Stand by.
CJ Papa, hearing later at 10 a.m. Eastern in front of the House Judiciary Committee examining the current state of free speech on college campuses. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves captures a second term.
We all now know what it means in a state like Mississippi when you stand up to the national liberals and when you stand up to Joe Biden.
The Republican defeats Democrat Brandon Presley. 4 more years from Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Kentucky is on a historic win streak.
The Democrat with a 5-point victory over Republican challenger Attorney General Daniel Cameron in deeply red state. Democrats of Virginia back in power in the General Assembly retain control of the state Senate. Major defeat for Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and fellow Republicans. Did you feel it? A 5.3 magnitude earthquake strikes West Texas this morning. That from the U.S. Geological Survey. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. One person in custody after shooting it led to a lockdown at a school in Mattoon. Police say they were dispatched to the 300 block of Charleston Avenue on a report of an active shooter. Investigators determined a man had shot another inside a home. The suspect ran off at St. John's Lutheran School, which was put on lockdown. Less than an hour later, the man was located and arrested. A University of Illinois student, the new Miss Illinois Collegiate USA, Isabella Smith, crowned at the inaugural Miss Midwest Collegiate USA pageant over the weekend in South Bend, Indiana. The 20-year-old is a junior working towards her Bachelor's of Arts in Communication. She'll now advance to the Miss Collegiate National Competition. The Illinois State Police Trooper shot and beaten in the line of duty last month, released from the hospital Tuesday. The family of Trooper Dakota Chapman Green and the Illinois State Police confirmed he was able to return home for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. 37-year-old Cristobal Santana is charged in the attack. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity as expected. Big, big warm-up for the day today. Cold front will be on the move for tonight. Temperatures behind that frontal boundary back to more seasonal levels for this point in November. After that, a steady rise on readings early next week. A big, widespread, unseasonably warm air mass, perhaps record-setting across much of the core belt. Anticipated the second half of next week and into the following week. No real sign of winter time expected anytime soon. Partly sunny, windy, warm for the day today, maybe a sprinkle in spots this morning and a stray shower late this afternoon. 77 for the high, maybe even 80 south of Champaign County. South wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of showers before midnight tonight will bottom out at 48. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler. The high at about 56 degrees. 37 tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, sunshine for the day Friday 55, or right around the 55 degree mark Saturday and Sunday, up near 60 by Tuesday and into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgang.
We get right to it. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, it's Wednesday. Yeah, it is in the swamp. You're outside. You're in Virginia. Where are you, Ed?
I'm southern. I'm down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Historic Fredericksburg for a meeting. So I'm an old colonial town down here. But yeah, I'm near the swamp. I'll be in the swamp later today to survey the wreckage.
Okay. Brother Johnny, down in Bible study in New Orleans, where we all ought to be 24/7. Johnny!
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good to hear you, boys.
All right, so in Virginia, they were hoping to...
Wait a second, Stevie J, I didn't hear where's our opening music? Did we not get that today?
Yeah, hey, it's a long story. I just said I got to get the... Bruno, is Bruno Mars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll try and.
Yeah, I mean that's how the Facebook people know to shut us down. They hear that, they got in the algorithm, and then, yeah, exactly. All right, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's just a reminder. My disclaimer, I'm so happy Joe Biden is my president and Kamala exactly. is my vice president. Okay, so they were supposed to hold the House in Virginia. They're supposed to overtake the Senate in Virginia. They lost the House. It's now all blue except for Governor Youngkin. What happened in Virginia last night, Ed?
Well, you know, I worked a poll yesterday in the early morning and then in midday, and turnout was low. Now, I'm in a relatively red community. I'm a precinct captain, and I watch my precinct. It's more conservative than not, but it's still Northern Virginia, and it's Fairfax County. So it's very low turnout, right? So I think a couple things. What was overblown in the press was that Youngkin was magic, and as governor, he has had to disappoint gun owners. He's disappointed property rights owners. He's disappointed a bunch of the base, and also his running for president versus Trump, which has been a story for about 6 weeks out here, that he's going to succeed so well, he's going to run against Trump. That doesn't help you with your turnout. So that's one thing. The left and the Democrats did try to make the race all about abortion. So insofar as you hear that as the messaging, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Now, Youngkin hasn't been that pro-life, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, that's the kind of messaging that they're doing, fear, and it seems to have worked. And again, you know, across the country, in every race, the Democrats outspent the Republicans about 2-1. I mean, the Kentucky race, you know, that guy is a great candidate. The Attorney General, Cameron, a Republican, he had, I think, $8 million less than his opponent, the Democrats. So I'm at 30 or 40 million spent. But I think the Democrats continue to have bigger turnout in the cities. In Virginia, it's very, very disappointing. We had a lot of hope that it could go completely in the control of the Republicans. But here we are with divided government, and we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, I'm going to leave Virginia to you. I can't understand the low turnout because I feel some urgency that we change our leadership. But now, not to go back to where we are trying to get out of right now, which is Democratic rule, progressive Democratic rule.
Yeah.
And here in Louisiana, it went the way I made sense to me, which was there's just no Democrats left. They were just wiped out, guilt by association, whatever. So that's different.
Well, but
I think it's going to start to go more blue, more red. I think we'll see which way each state breaks.
More people moving to the red, more people moving to the blue, whatever they want. But when you look at the New York Times and I think CNN, the new polling for Joe Biden, this is why I do not think it'll be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. I mean, the fact that they're bringing out a New York Times poll that's so bad for Biden that Trump beats him in the key states, I mean, that just means they got to get somebody else, and they're signaling. I think they're giving up on Joe Biden. If the press does, he's not going to make it.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I think, and David Axelrod over the last few days at one of the Obama reunion said, you know, it's time for President Biden to think about whether it's right for him to do it. No, look, the New York Times publishing that, Axelrod's comments, it's now a concerted effort because the Democrats are in the Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Hillary Clinton moment, which is the only candidate that Trump can beat easily is Biden. He's such a mess. He's such a disaster. He's an addled, senile Jimmy Carter without the charm. And so, you know, at this point, they're trying to get rid of him. But I have to disagree with you, Stevie J. What the Biden camp did, and Joe Biden did it, you can say what you want about him, but they know politics. They rode it out long enough, propped him up long enough. It's going to be hard to force him out. And I did a segment on my radio show yesterday. I said it's called presidential fever. It's like a blood-borne, like a malaria. And when you're a party's candidate, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, John McCain, Mitt Romney, and you get this close to the presidency, you never get over it. And I didn't realize only after the fact. Same thing with a guy that gets one term, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. You're demanding a second term. Joe Biden will not yield. His wife doesn't want to yield. They will prop him up. And so the civil war goes on in the Hamas, you know, Antifa Democrat Party to see what they can do with this guy. And the problem for us guys, and back to this, is will they cheat? And I don't mean just at the ballot box. I mean with the big media and big tech. to lie to the American people about the crises that's coming next and see if they can persuade the public to vote against their interests.
Well, you got to admit, Eddie, they are playing and that's one of the many weaknesses of the Republicans. Just say, oh, you got it. We can't win.
Yeah,
and then they'll just won't vote. They don't vote. It's hard to get them out anyway. And it's going to be like, we finally got rid of that 85. And then, of course, he'll win. And we'll say, I thought he had it.
Yeah.
That's an old trick, Steve.
And I thought that Mitt Romney had a chance. Silly Stevie J. That was silly. He had to got smoked. Anyway, I don't know. I just have a hard time thinking. I just see it coming where he's going to say, I'm going to spend more time with my family and I've done all that the stuff. And then here comes Michelle Obama. Oh, boy.
Well, and I don't know. I've heard that a lot. I don't know. But, Eddie, I got to ask you this.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to ask Eddie about it comes down to I don't think Virginia's in play, to be honest. So we've got, Pennsylvania and maybe Wisconsin and, of course, North Carolina. Georgia now is a concern. And Arizona. Yep. In Nevada, I don't know what it look like out there because that's really all that matters. As you get more blue and more red, it becomes academic except for eight states.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the warning signs, of course, are in places like Pennsylvania where there was a statewide Supreme Court race and the Democrats won, I think, by 8 points. Now you say, well, turnout wasn't high enough for conservatives and Republicans and also. But you're exactly right. It's going to come down to six or seven states. Within those states, it'll come down to three counties in each state, maybe. And that's where the whole world will be. And they're really, really well-run counties like Montgomery County, where they had the chaos on election night, or Fulton County, Georgia, where they had chaos on election night. And so you'll be saying to yourself, that's weird. Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of stuff on steroids we're going to have going into the election cycle. But I have to tell you guys, I think between now and then, in order to get the energy level up in the country, which is to say get fear run wild, I think you're going to see more dramatic stuff. I think Trump, I don't know if I changed my tune or if I've ever said this, I think Trump gets convicted in one of those cases and they put him in jail. I really do think that. I think they will attempt to get the American people, a whole bunch of them who will say, that's it, I've had enough. To do something stupid, and they'll say, see, they did it on January 6th, they're doing it again here, and we'll be living with this, incredible onslaught from government, and I'm not confident that we're turning the corner, even though they like to tell us the polling looks better for the American people choosing wisely.
Yeah, but that's the overall American. It goes down to those few counties. I thought it was interesting that there was a judge who actually overturned an election because he looked at the video of stuffing the drop boxes in Connecticut. That happened. Yeah. That's on the record. So, that was only one place of one drop box in the country. Now, you can't really believe that. So, it's happened. Oh, there's not been one case of proven voting fraud, Steve. Mm-hmm. They were just stuffing votes into a box. It's like a 200-vote race, and they're having to rerun the election because the judge says this is unbelievable.
Well,
some people to think, wow.
Yeah, there's 200,000 of votes out of 2 million, 10% in Maricopa County in Phoenix where it was on the wrong paper. So,
No, it didn't count. No, that was another case, and there's all kinds of – at least the people do understand out there that they need to work on that process. I don't know how they'll do because the Republicans have backed off of the issue. The media won't touch it. And I don't see enough getting changed, Eddie, to where Joe may hang in there another 4 seats.
Well, and what does it mean? Because Donald Trump will have multiple convictions by the voting day. Will that matter, Ed, by then or what?
Well, I've always said that it, of course it matters. If you go out to a normal person that's not the three of us and your listeners and, they're working hard and all, and you say that guy got convicted twice, well, we're Americans. We think he must have done something, right? I mean, there was a very interesting interview Tucker Carlson did with that Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I thought it was fascinating. The guy, first of all, was kind of impressive guy. I'd never seen him interviewed, and he was talking about how the
the system is stacked against you, and everybody just, you know, that's just the way it is. And when you're indicted in a federal court, but it doesn't matter. The American people think, you know, as he mentioned, something like ex-con is how they identify you. It will matter, and they'll try to use it against them. But I also thought Scarelli's point, which is a lot of Americans are looking up and they're saying Donald Trump has everybody stacked against him. That's how I feel, too. And there's more people at least paying attention. Again, it comes down to, Johnny is this broken record on this, can we have a free and fair election, right? I mean, if we have a free and fair election, I think the public will choose right. And when I say free and fair, I don't just mean cheating at the ballot box. I mean lying in the media, right, and setting up these fake wars and setting up these dynamics where, you know, you're supposed to be afraid. I you know, we had an example over the weekend in Washington, D.C. You might have seen it. There was, I don't know, half a million, a million, I don't know, people came and a lot of them had swastikas and anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic statements. They were ostensibly a Palestinian support thing with lots of Hamas supporters and all in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Yeah. And yet you'll see coverage of the one redneck, you know, jerk who has a Confederate flag, and they'll say anti-Semitism and white supremacy is the greatest domestic threat. I don't know. And my point is, you can brainwash the country, and if you're good enough at it, it works. It's not called brainwashing because it doesn't work. It's brainwashing because it works. And so, when can you break the spell of the anti-Semitic? On college campuses, there's anti-Semitism all over the place, and they're not conservatives. That's not the Republicans that are doing that. And yet, you're going to hear over and over again, Donald Trump with Jewish grandchildren and a Jewish daughter is anti-Semitic. I mean, these people are lunatics, except it works.
Well, and to Eddie, the Justice Department, when you're in control and you abuse it, you use it to attack Trump and to protect Biden. So it's a double power move, and right, it's extremely effective, and that's cheating. That would be cheating, because you're supposed to look at the facts for everybody and try to treat them equally under the law. And that's not happening, and I don't even think a rabid progressive would try to, in private, admit that it's been fair.
Well, Ed, we're gonna go. We got Brett Bielema calling in, our football coach.
The coach.
We're going to talk. And by the way, let me hit I got to hit your music here before
yeah,
you
give
go.
Me music.
All right, here's Bruno Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ed, how can people find Ed Martin?
That's better. You know, over on Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin, I'm doing my best to fight the good fight. And then PhyllisSchlafly.com is where you can see a lot of our writings. Also, John Schlafly's weekly column. So PhyllisSchlafly.com. As right. always, a pleasure, guys.
Always a pleasure. Brother Johnny, keep praying for us. Appreciate it. Thank you. That's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Bielema. All right, so there's been some great sports calls. You know, Jack Buck, I can't believe what I just saw. Brett, you remember Tiger in the Masters on 16 on that chip? Do you remember that?
I do.
I mean, that was just one of the greatest calls of all time by Vern Lundquist. Oh, wow!
Have you seen anything like that?
All right, so I've got you pegged for thousands of games that you've watched and probably played or participated in 300, 400, 500 games yourself. Have you ever seen anything, what happened to the end of the Minnesota game? No way, man. No way that happens.
Yeah, you know, I have, but yeah, that one was special. The only thing that kind of, like, from our perspective, when you see things happen that you don't expect to happen, they're probably more shocking. I think, you know, three people on that particular play. John Paddock, first off, he saw the alignment. He saw what they were playing, and he knew what he could do. Isaiah Williams crossed in front of him in motion and told him what he was going to do. And as a head coach, I understand that defense, and I knew as soon as we went across in motion, the way they reacted, they had the defense that we expected them to be in, and why Coach Lundy called that play. So it wasn't as docking. It was more of just, is this going to execute the way we asked it to be done, right?
But it's kind of cool. If Stevie J's your quarterback, I'm having a Snickers. I didn't warm up. I mean, you don't have any timeouts. Allmeyer's down. You got to get in there. And then John Paddock says, trust me in the huddle? Or you in his 4th and 11? That doesn't get done. That's stunning.
Yeah, you know, I think twofold. He's really, since he got here in January, he's kind of the same guy every day. You know what I mean? Mm. He's just incredibly into the moment. You know, on Thursday we got done with practice and we kind of always call up everybody and have a moment. And you know, I told these guys, hey, we're in game 9 this week. You got 8 games to watch on these cats. A lot of good things that you can learn from them. Know your opponent. We all knew we were playing Minnesota, but if you're the right defensive end, you're going to be going against the right tackle. You need to know who he is and what he is. And our guys have really bought into that moment. And John Paddock, even though he was the backup quarterback, I think he prepared as a starter and came through on a 4th and 11 and 3 2 more plays in a row to make it all happen.
And then I think what you said in the post game about that NFL friend of yours that came through and said, you know, before the game this last week, said, hey, you're not having the season you wanted, but you got something special going on here. This doesn't happen with a kid like John Paddock unless the whole culture is like rooting for each other and prepared, and you've got that going on, which has to feel good.
It does. It's good that, you know, John, did a lot of sacrifices to get with us, right? Like, he's a guy that was a starter, could have returned and been a starter there and at the Ball State in the MAC. And, you know, he had a legacy kid. Obviously, a lot of people in town know his grandfather, John Wright, and his uncle, John Wright Jr., his mom and dad. You know, his mom went to Illinois. Just everything that he is in that moment was created way before that day, right? Like, yep. The way he's been raised, the way he's been brought up. Yeah. It's cool. And then I tell you, Isaiah Williams is a kid since I've got here. I'm 3 years into this, and on a daily basis, he just impresses me more and more every day.
Mm. Well, you got one, Jazon Newton. This Johnny Newton, I mean, you've probably seen players that are, you know, that kind of speed to get the quarterback and all that, but because of your NFL years, but what he does to change it, if he didn't get all the tackles, they're double teaming, or somebody else will, but the whole energy level lifts on the team when Johnny plays.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling all week whenever that moment came the first time in the second half, it was going to be big. I didn't know it was going to be that big. That was a 4-point play. So that was a play that if they complete it, they have a chance for a touchdown.
Yep.
If we stop it, they're kicking a field goal. So we really saved 4 points from going on the board on that play. And to your point, CBJ, he basically hit an outside swipe move to the left. And I think the part that separates Johnny, the reason he's going to bring a high draft value is, once he beats the lineman, a lot of quarterbacks are used to big linemen kind of lumbering after him. But Johnny can close after a pass rush move. He can close on a quarterback faster. That quarterback just took off thinking he was going to outrun Johnny. In 3 steps, he was caught, right? And that's the thing that separates him from the others.
All right, so Indiana's coming in. I've never seen a conference with 7 teams where you literally can flip a coin. There's not a nickel's difference between the first and last place team in this division. Last time for the West. I mean, wow, you could win them all, you could lose them all. This is going to be a good game. Indiana beats Wisconsin. What?
Yeah, they played really well. So about 4 weeks ago, they had a bye week, and their head coach made a decision to transition on the offensive side of the ball, and they've kind of changed who they are, what they are offensively. Defensively, they're very scrappy, have a great player. So we had Isaiah Williams as the offensive player of the week. They had number 44, their outside linebacker, became the defensive player of the week in the Big Ten. So they've got good players. They have a coach that's very highly motivated. Coach Allen's had a lot of success during his time there, and these kids are playing hungry. But, you know, this game is, you know, it's game 10 for us. We're focused on Indiana. We're going to go out and practice our normal Wednesday, you know, early down, third down, red area review. We'll work our SWAT and our KOR and all the finer details, and we'll come in after practice. And we'll have some meetings this afternoon and jump into practice Thursday. And, you know, this team last year knocked us off, right? A team that was the second game of the year. They beat us on a Friday night, and I think our guys are excited to get the opportunity to play them again.
Well, last year we lost to Indiana and everybody's bummed. I came Monday and I said, we're going to a bowl. This is a really good team. We got a really good team. So we owe them. So let's do that. Luke Altmeyer, I got to ask my journalist question. I'm not a journalist, but how's he doing?
He's doing great.
Good.
He really, even Sunday morning when he came in here, I asked him to come in, pop in, see me, and just his energy. And then Monday got better. Tuesday got better.
Excellent.
So as long as we keep moving in the right direction, the kid's a great kid. Great, you know. I threw some stats out, like his numbers since the Penn State game. Obviously, Penn State 4 picks, but since then, you know, he's averaged almost 220 yards a game. He's
10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. I think Saturday at halftime he was 15-19, and it's just like there's such an uptick in what we're doing, how we're doing it. I understand, you know, but I think if people can stay the faith, this program has just continued to get better and hopefully put ourselves in a good position Saturday. The good news is we did some good things the last couple of weeks. The bad news is, right, we got to take advantage of it this week. Otherwise, it's all for naught,
no,
right? So, like,
right.
I just like I like the approach of our guys. I like their demeanor.
All right, and your TMZ question is, did the girls want smiley pancakes at La Peep again, or how did you handle?
They did. They got some. they got some La Peep. I try to give my wife some sanity during the week when I can, so I took them. Of course, they didn't understand it was daylight saving, so they were up at 6.
Right.
I think we hit La Peep about 7 a.m., and, they got their strawberry with whipped cream, and it was classic. We were walking out, and, of course, everybody comes up, says a lot of nice things, right? The people, the community of Champaign, I think La Peep is just a microcosm of what this place is all about. Just good people, great environment, and there was a couple that we were walking out, and they talked to my daughters, and they said, did you watch the game yesterday? And the girls said yes. It was very exciting. And they said something to the effect. And they're like, we were all excited and we cried and screamed. I'm like, we don't have to tell everybody you cried, right? Like, it was too good. But.
Well, and they just want to see their daddy. And I know they're happy when you're happy. And they know. I mean, their ages are now. What? How old are they? They're
6 and 4.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. 6 already?
I walked through the door at about 10:15 that night. You know, it took us a while to get back. And to get those two screaming down the hallway to jump in my arms.
Yes.
Everything you could ever imagine.
Just a whole different thing, man.
Free Ellen Brexley. So sweet.
That's 6 and 4. So anyway, it's game time, strapping on. You got to like the weather. This is nice. It's going to be 50 on Saturday. That's awesome.
Yeah. We'll hit the practice field here. It'll be about 55, a little overcast this morning, and perfect carryover Saturday at 11. Should be about 50 degrees and sunshine. So got some early tailgate. You got to mix in a little coffee and a little kick in the day. So I'm sure the place will be up and running and excited. We only have 2 more guaranteed opportunities here at Memorial. And I think this weekend to be on Veterans Day at 11 a.m. kick, right? Like, you know, Veterans Day was actually Armistice Day, you know, back in 1954. They changed it. It was named on November 11th for the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month and to honor all the vets of current and past and to be there on Veterans Day for that against this opponent. I think it's about everything you can draw up for Memorial.
Well, and plus the crowd is coming ready this year. This is the best home crowd I've seen in years.
Right.
Years. Energy-wise, attendance-wise. So congratulations on that, Brett.
Well, and there's a lot of in and out on Memorial Stadium with flag football and some of the military going at it. It should be great that we're hosting something like that.
Oh, that's fine.
So good stuff at Memorial Stadium.
Well, listen, keep it going. We appreciate your time. And go Illini. Let's get Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dan.
Hi, and I. Oh, yeah. Gotta wait for that.
Exactly.
All right, Brett Beal, my Illinois football coach.
Exciting.
Just you could feel how. I mean,
like you said, Stevie, could be a bowl game in our future.
I said that last week before the Minnesota game.
Exactly.
Just have to reiterate.
I just have this kind of good feeling myself.
Well, it's you got Johnny Newton. How can one guy? I don't know. The whole thing changes when he plays, and it's just. Every time a quarterback comes to the line, they got to find number 4, and he switches sides. So then when he's over there and you thought he'd be over there, then the call isn't going to work because you can't run toward him. If you run the football toward him, he'll tackle you. Doesn't work. So they switch sides or they call an audible. Then he just bounces around. So he, as P.J. Fleck said after the Minnesota game, he said, what happened in the second half? You only gained 67 total yards, Minnesota. What were you, well, you're winning at? Number 4 was very disruptive.
Yes.
So that's our guy. And then you got Indiana who again stung. That stung. That game last year, we were way better than Indiana. And they came down last second and got a touchdown.
And Bloomington.
That was hard. Mm-hmm. So we get to pay him back this year.
There you go.
So you win that one. And listen, Iowa's totally in play. And so is Northwestern.
Even it's though
Northwestern was down 21 in the fourth quarter to Minnesota and beat them.
Whoa.
Brett Bielema showed that the night before the Illinois game, saying, you're not out of this ever. And showed how Minnesota's thinking, man, I should have won the Northwestern game. They're thinking, well, we should have won the Wisconsin game.
Sure.
So that's just what you got in this west of the Big Ten. Anyway, there's, I didn't even bring it up, but there's a mathematical way Illinois can go to the Big Ten Championship in December.
If the right teams lose.
And we win
and
the
we
rest.
We keep winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a mathematical way we go. That's how jumbled and a mess the West is.
Number 22, Iowa, by the way, will be 11 a.m. or 2:30 or 3. They haven't decided on that up in Iowa City on November 18th.
Let's beat Indiana, and then you're on the edge of the Fighting Illini, marching Illini, getting 9 buses and going to whatever bowl they're going to.
Love that idea. Go Illini.
Got a plan because, you know, never know where those buses will be.
Absolutely.
I don't think getting 9 buses is easy.
Crazy.
Okay, we'll be back. Steve Sudeman, our buddy from Good Vibes, graciously allowed us to call him right after the news because he's normally up where Brett was.
Yes.
So that'll be next, and we get all the electronic stuff that I love.
I love it.
This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. It is November 8th. It is Wednesday. Time for the news.